Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The symptoms of a Brahmanas are control of the mind, control of the senses, austerity and penance, cleanliness, satisfaction, forgiveness, simplicity, knowledge, mercy, truthfulness, and complete surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. In the institution of Varnashrama Dharma, the symptom of a Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grastha, Vanprastha, and Sannyasis are all described. The ultimate aim is Achyutatva Tattvam, to the think always of Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna or Vishnu. To make advancement in Krishna consciousness, one has to become a Brahmana with the above mentioned symptoms. Om Agyante Vinantase Gyananjan Shalakya Chakshunamilatam Yen Tasme Shri Guru Vainamaha Shri Chaitanya Manuvishtam Stapitam Yen Bhutle Swayam Rup Kadam Dati Sapadantikam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pishthaya Bhutle Shimada Bhakti Vedanta Swami Riti Namne Namaste Saswati Deve Gurvani Prajani Rusheshunavadi Pasha Deshtane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Narayanam Namaskrit, Naram Charam Narottamam, Devin Sasati Vyasam, Tato Jayam Diriyat. Mukam Kati Vajno Pangum Nangti Kirim, Yatkripata Pandeshi Gurdin Tanam. Vancha Kalpatra Vishkripa, Sundhu Vavjapatita Nam Pavni Vashn Pibhyo Namonama. Nashta Prasha Vadreshu Nityam Bhagavati Vaya Bhagavati Uttam Shloke Bhatir Bhakti Nashtaki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So here, Shukta Goswami is describing about the Varnasha system, which Narada Muni told to Yudhishthira Maharaj. Now he is discussing about the perfect society, four social classes of the society, divisions of the society. Lord Krishna explained same thing in Bhagavad Gita in one verse, in condensed verse, but here the whole chapter is described by Shukda Goswami, Chaturvarna Maisrishtam, Guna Karma Vivakshya, the four divisions of the society. You see, these days people think that India has got a caste system or Hindus have a caste system. Matter of fact, there is no such thing as a caste system. It's actually a division of society. And that so-called caste system, which is common in India now, it is a contaminated form of Varnasha system, contaminated form of the divisions of the society. Now, these four divisions of society, Krishna says, guna karma vibhakshi, I created it and depend on your gunas, not by janam karma. Now we find these four divisions of society everywhere, a so-called caste system. You can go to any civilization in any part of the world, America, Europe, Africa, Arab countries, Muslims, whatever. Everybody has got this system of caste, division of society, not a caste, but division of society. That is intellectual class of people, administrative class of people, business class of people, and menial labor. These four classes are everywhere. Without these four classes, no society can run. Even the most aboriginal class of people, even really if one goes to the some sort of jungle in Africa, and even you will find these four classes, division of society, even in a little tribes even. In every tribe even, completely remote areas where there is no civilization, you find these some sort of jungles if you see some, you know, in Africa and in other parts of the world. Even you will find the head of tribes who is intelligent. Then there is some members of the tribes, they manage the things. Some members of the tribes, they even, you know, do some menial labor. And some members of the tribes, they even go for hunting and arrange for some, you know, food stuff. And these system of division of society is like our own body is divided into four parts. There's a head, there's arms, there's a belly, and there's legs. Head is intellectual class, a brahmana, and arms are like kshatriyas, and stomach is like a business, and legs are menial labor. It's this duty left is to serve the whole body. Now, without intellectual class of people, none of the society can work. And in Vedic culture, this intellectual class is called brahmanas. Of course, these days, people think the intellectual class is, the intelligent class is somebody has got a degree in mathematics or in science or in chemicals or something, and this is intellectual class. But according to Vedic culture, there is symptoms of a brahmana. The symptom of brahmanas are described here. The symptom of brahmanas are control of the mind. Very first thing. Control of the mind. You see, intellectual class brahmanas. Brahmajanati iti brahmana. Why they are called brahmanas? The top intellectual class? Because they know what is Brahm. That I am not this body, I am a spirit soul. So that class of people who knows what the Brahm is, what is the difference between the soul and the body is, the ultimate goal of life is not just to satisfy the body. Because body is not important. The most important part in our body is not the eyes or the nose or the heart. The most important part of the body is actually the soul, the Atma. Moment the Atma is gone, the body is dead. You may have a heart, you may have a very healthy heart, you may have a very healthy liver, you may have healthy whatever you have got. But moment Mr. Soul says, no, I do not want to live here, you are dead body. And dead body is such, I normally give example, and even you see the airlines, if you go to any airline, you buy a ticket. When you buy the ticket, they will give you a nice seat because you have a soul in your body. Moment there is no body, no soul, it's only a bag. They said, sorry sir, your body is just a bag. Let us stand in the cargo. They don't give you a seat. They put you in a cargo, isn't it? If it's a dead body, they said, okay, stand in the cargo. But we don't recognize. We don't recognize it's just a bag. It's just a body. Now, in the Bhagavatam, very important, very first symptom is because brahmanas are the head of the society, brahmanas to guide the society. And very first thing is control of the mind. Mind is the best of the friend and mind can be your worst enemy. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. So if mind is not stable, your whole body will be useless. He says, Pagla ke khaye, anybody Bengali here? Pagla ke bole, chagla ke khaye. In Bengali there's a verse. Chagla can eat anything, it means goat. Goat eats anything. And pagal, a madman can speak anything. Pagla ke bole, chagla ke khaye. So similarly, a madman whose mind is not controlled, if his own brahmana's mind is not controlled, how can he control the society? A brahmana should be very sober, very cool-headed person. His mind should be controlled. When the mind is controlled, senses will be controlled. And the whole problem is the senses, really, control of the senses. The whole world is going, you know, around this one thing is sense gratification. That's the center of everything. In every species, everybody is going for Kamesha, Krodesha, Rajagun, Samudbhava, Mahashna, Mahapapma, Vidyan, Mihivarinam. Krishna says that is a worse enemy. Kam, lust is a worse enemy. It's true. Somebody takes to Krishna consciousness, leaves everything, and when you cannot control the senses, again become a mouse. Simply sacrifice even people their spiritual life. They sacrifice their spiritual life, the ultimate goal of life, even just because of the senses, if the senses are not controlled. But we see in a Vedic culture,
symptom of Brahman, like Chanakya Pandit. Srila Prabhupada quoted Chanakya Pandit so often. He was a Brahmana. And what he used to do? He actually, he never lived in the, he was, Chanakya Pandit was the minister. But he would live outside the city. He will come to the kingdom. He will give the guidance to the king. He will do his duties. In the evening, he will go to his hut. He will live in a very simple hut. Very simple hut. Outside the city. He will live in a hut. And every day he will go and do his duty to the kingdom. This is the quality of a Brahmana. Same thing is like Kripacharya. Kripacharya was fighting on the side of Kauravas. Because of the duty bound. He was the priest for the Kauravas. And Kripacharya did not die in the battlefield. He was one of very few people who escaped from the death. But the later same Kripacharya who actually fought against the Pandavas, because he had the perfect qualities of a Brahmana, Yudhishthira Maharaj appointed him as a head priest for his kingdom when he regained the kingdom. And the Kripacharya actually came to the birth ceremony of Parikshit Maharaj. These are the qualities of a Brahmana. These are kings. They were Raj Rishis. Not Raja Rishis. It's Raj Rishi. The actual word, sometimes people say Raja Rishi. No. Prabhupada, when we read, Prabhupada even put the line, when we say he put the line on the top. If there's no line on the top, then it's like that. Raj Rishi. So, these Brahmanas, Kripacharya or like Chanakya Pandit, but the main goes here, Srila Prabhupada explains, the ultimate aim is Achyutatva Tattvam. One should know Krishna. If you do not know Krishna, because, of course, Krishna is beyond Brahm. At least Brahmana knows up to Brahm. It's like, if you want to go to get a degree in master's, you have to go through the A levels. You have to finish the study in the school. If you do not finish study in the school, I don't know here how the system is, A level or something, whatever they call. Till that time you cannot enter the universities. So it is necessity. In order to get the master's degree, you must go through this preliminary degree, which is called A levels, school education. If you do not finish, there's no way. You have to have these qualities. Similarly, devotees have to have this quality of a Brahmanas. Sarva guna sastra samasate sura. Of course, when one becomes a devotee, he automatically attains all the good qualities of the demigods. The qualities manifest. But if after taking Krishna, because devotee means, Krishna means Param Brahm. Krishna is beyond Brahm. Ultimate goal of jnanis is simply a Brahm. But Krishna is beyond Brahm. So he is called Param Brahm. Beyond Brahm. But in order to, if somebody gets good fortune to get to Krishna straight, but he must have the qualities of a Brahmana. And if the Brahmana does not develop the quality to worship Krishna, his Brahmanical job is useless. Shat karmo nipun vupro mantra tantra vishadha. Vaishnava guru na sayad. Vaishnava shapacha guru. He mentioned Lord Shiva in the Padma Puran. Shad karmo nipuna vipra. If a vipra, if a Brahman has got all the qualities of mystic powers, riddhis, siddhis, you know, all sorts of qualities. He knows all the mantras. He knows all the scriptures. All the four Vedas, 18 Puranas, Ramayana, Mahabharata, 108 Upanishads. He memorized every verse of it. But if he knows everything, Shatkarma Nipuna Vipro, Mantra Tantra Vishas, he knows all the mantras, tantras, everything he knows. A Vaishnava Guru Na Sayad, if he does not take to Vaishnavism, if he does not become a devotee of Vishnu, he cannot become a Guru. Vaishnavasya Pacha Guru. If a dog eater has got, he doesn't know the mantras, he doesn't know the tantras, he doesn't know the scriptures. But if a dog eater, if somehow or other, if he becomes a Vaishnava, if he becomes a devotee of Krishna, he can become a guru. The guru, what does he mean by guru? Guru doesn't mean simply, alright, fair enough, I'm your guru and you're my disciple. I'm teaching you. No. It's a big responsibility. It's like a swimmer. First is you have to swim. You learn to swim yourself. So if you learn to swimming, once you know the swimming, you can save somebody. Somebody's drowning. I can save him. But when you save somebody, you must know double swimming. You know, like I'm not a very good swimmer. I can swim from here to there. But if somebody says somebody is drowning, I can't save him because I don't know that much swimming. But the person, he may know little bit swimming. He may save himself. But in order to save others, he must have double qualities. He should know more swimming. But some swimmers, they are so expert, they can even save two people, three people. If they are not that good, they will drown. They will take him down. So more the people you want to save, your own sadhana should be very strong. If sadhana is not strong, forget it. Externally you may say, I'm a guru. Externally you may say whatever. But you will be doomed. Because your sadhana is no good. Whole thing depends on the sadhana. Brahmana. First, brahmajarati iti brahmana. Brahmana must get up early in the morning. What sort of brahmana is that? Who doesn't get in the brahma muhurata? Isn't it? Devotees, if he doesn't get up early in the morning, he is not a brahmana. Brahmajarati iti brahmana. Brahmana means get up in the brahma muhurata. Chant Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Living in a temple, you have to get up. But one should not be get up simply because, oh, I have to get up, otherwise, you know, this is something new, I don't know, heard sometime devotee, I don't know which temple they do. Or they say, oh, they make a list, we won't give you prasad, we won't give you this. This is not good. This is not good. One should not force people. It should be so much guided to the people with the love. One should get up, oh, I need to get up because the morning rounds are the good. You're living in a house, unless you got some, you're doing work outside, you may have some shift system or something, or you are really ill, and some physical problems you have got, or may you have got a shift work, that's a different, but if you haven't got a shift work, then first thing, we should get up in the morning, very first thing, pick your rounds up. Beads. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Tatra pitna smaranena kale, doesn't matter. You don't have to take a bath. Brahma Hurta, get up 3 o'clock. At least 4 o'clock. At least 4 o'clock. You have to. Living outside or living inside, it doesn't make a difference. Grastha mean, temple is temple. Grastha is a temple and this is temple. So here you are doing a brahmachari, sannyasi lives in the temple, but outside grastha living in the temple. The grastha mean otherwise a grahmedi. If you are getting up 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock and 7 o'clock and say, alright, fair enough, I'm a grastha. And then you can't be a grastha, you are a grahmedi. So we should get up early in the morning, chant our rounds, read. So this is a brahmana. After knowing brahmana, Krishna manifested in his leela. Every day there is a picnic in the spiritual world. You see, here Prabhupada, I was listening late for yesterday. Prabhupada was telling in the lecture, he said, ordinary people are working so hard day and night. But Krishna consciousness, there is no work. Simply Ananda. Of course it is work as well. But the work is not work, it's because it's Krishna conscious. Every day we go to where? To picnic. Prabhupada said, this is no work. Krishna goes and take the cows with the friends. But Krishna was not going to work. Krishna was taking cows. This is a bliss, Prabhupada is explaining. This is a bliss. This is enjoyment. He simply takes cows. He takes the food. He goes, cows are grazing and the boys, they are sleeping and they are dancing and they are chanting and they are having a feast. This is Krishna consciousness. So one day the boy said to Krishna, Krishna, we are hungry. Because you see, this is evening, you know. I don't know if system is there. Some devotee says the system, the whole aarti, it goes with the system of dincharya of Leela, of Krishna. Krishna wake up in the morning. That's why he, Yashoda Maiya used to feed him that, you know, these pedas. And okay, 7 o'clock, get up ready and go take the cows out. And in the afternoon, you know, 1 o'clock, Rajbhog. Every, all the devotees, Krishna, what does he do? He said, all right, what lunch we have got? Okay. Subal, what lunch you have got? He said, all right, I've got this. Okay, let's take this. Open, everybody's opening their lunch packs, their dabbas, you know, some matkis. All right, I have brought the chaach, I have brought this, I have brought this. And the huge feast over there. And Krishna is enjoying the Rajbhog feast. The whole feast when they enjoy is, all right, we have eaten enough now. Let's take a rest now. So Krishna goes to sleep. All the boys, all right, everybody goes for snoring. So Krishna sleeps. That's why Krishna sleeps. In all Vrindavan, 5,000 temples. Radha Gokulanda, he eats Rajbhog. So after eating Rajbhog, Krishna will take a nap. At 4 o'clock, wake up, all right. We are still feeling hungry. Let's take, eat some fruit. That's why 4 o'clock fruit offering, isn't it? Let's eat the fruit now. So one day the boy said, okay, Krishna, we are still hungry. Okay, let's eat the fruit. Okay, go to these brahmanas. The brahmanas are performing yajna over there. Go and ask them. So they went to the brahmanas. All right. Oh, brahmanas. Krishna is asking, please give the offerings. You got so much offerings. You bought so many palatable dishes for the yajna. Yajna thato. What is the verse? Loka karma bandana. If it is not, yajna is not performed for Lord Vishnu. It is just a karma bandana. You are just getting a reaction, action and reaction. You may do the yajna, you will have a good reaction. So when you have a good reaction, you will really nice, you will have a nice house, nice wife, nice husband, nice children, nice relatives. Very nice. But it will not be nice because still you have to die, still you have to take birth, still you will be getting diseased, still you will get old. No matter you have everything nice, but still it is not nice because it is material. They are forming yajnas. Alright, give us something. No, 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 no. Who wants it? Krishna. No, no, we're not going to give it to you. Krishna is not giving. We went, I said, tell their wives. So they went to the Dvijapatni, the Brahmana's wives. Moment they heard Krishna wants it, they gave everything. So that Brahmanas, Krishna showed that Brahmanas, they may be performing yajnas, but they did not know the ultimate goal of life is to satisfy Lord Vishnu, to satisfy Krishna. But on the other side, Krishna satisfied. Then the Brahmana came in Chaitanya Leela, and Krishna ate from his hands. And the same Brahmana, because the Brahmana, they were not Brahmana, they were devotees, they were bhaktas. Sudama came. Wife said to Sudama, Sudama, we are very poor. But Sudama did not go to Krishna for his own benefit. Because they were devotees. Sudama was devotee, Sudama's wife was devotee. Sudama's wife was devotee, but here in this word it says, where is the verse? Satisfaction. Satisfaction. They were satisfied. Completely satisfied. Because a devotee is normally satisfied. Whatever is got, Brahmana should be satisfied. Alright. Whatever Krishna you provided me according to my karma, ultimate goal of life is, let me use my time rather than too much. One should not get too happy and one should not lament if you lose something. Lord Krishna explained in Bhagavad Gita. So, Sudama, he was satisfied. Even he did not have proper clothes, didn't have food. But he went, one can ask, why did he go to Krishna for help? Because he was thinking about the wife. Because wife is a devotee. Sudama was thinking, my wife is suffering. And the wife is thinking, no, Sudama is suffering. So the both are devotees, they are looking after each other's welfare. So when we do that, rather than not for our welfare, but for other devotees. And Sudama thinks, alright, I'll go there. He didn't have anything, just have some few chip rice. Even that they begged from some next door houses. And they taken the chip rice. And Krishna said, all right, give me this. Shishi Radha Gokulan ji ki jaya, Sitaram Bhaksha Hanuman ji ki jaya, Shri Gaunitai ji ki jaya. So here, but Krishna immediately snagged the chip rice from, give me this, Pava or Chevda. Why? Because this is love. Because this is the love, this Brahmana, Vipra Sudama, he had love for Krishna. He attained love for Krishna. But now the thing comes is, fair enough, okay, we can do this. If we do not develop the qualities of Brahmana, what are the qualities of Brahmana? Control of mind, control of senses, austerity and penance. One should get up in the morning, read every day. Even we have to do some, maintain our body. We may have to go to work. We may have to work few hours, or whatever it is. Everybody has to work. Somebody said, no, I don't have to work. I was in Himalayas. I've been to so many times to Himalayas. I was once in Himalayas. I saw a sadhu. So I always used to meet sadhus and all this. So this one sadhu, he would not come down. He would come down once in a month. He would fast. Whole month or 2 weeks or something like that. Certain time. And all the shopkeepers, they know this sadhu only comes very rare. Simply to get some food. And he will just ask for only limited food. Okay, 1 kilo dal and 1 kilo of this atta, that's it. And he will eat that once or twice, whatever he would do. So then I was thinking at that time, even though he is supposed to be renounced, but still he has to do for his stomach. He has to work. He has to come down, go up and cook. So you may have got to work, or we may not. But still have to do something. But austerities, we have to do this. Cleanliness. These days, you see, in our Brahmana, if he's not clean, externally and eternally, externally and internally, both one should be cleansed. Like, we cleaning our house, say, this is the temple room, we cleaning. And here it's not, you know, because in India, if you go, I mean, you all go to Vrindavan, I often go to Vrindavan. So that's why I have to sing Krishna Balaram, is just a habit of praying them. So whenever I come here, you know, I have to sing for Radha Shyam Sundar and Krishna Balaram with Radha Gokul Nanda. But over there, every day in the temple, there's so much dust. Everybody walks in, dust is open air and dust, so much dust. And every day when you will have this much pile of dust, every morning. So the devotee who sweeps, if he just leave the dust outside, what's the use of it? Dust will come in. So we don't only clean the temple room, but we have to take the dust out. We have to clean even outside. Isn't it? We have to clean the outside house too. Not only inside house. Inside and outside. Both the things have to be cleansed. Internally we clean our heart. We clean our senses. We chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is internal cleanliness. Associating with devotees. I was reading last night actually, one story, very nice story in Padma Puran. I'll tell you that later. But let me tell you this thing. So external cleanliness is simply thrice taking bath. You see, these days I saw one advertisement on the television. They were showing this advertisement that one should wash his hands. Forget about taking bath. You know, sometimes people don't take bath here. I heard people take bath even once a week or something. Yeah, I don't know if you have you heard, anybody heard? So they said they don't get chance to take bath because they are so busy. They have to rush to work. So what they do is they just simply, wash their hand and face and put the makeup on and some hairspray on and, you know, and some deodorants, and after 1 week they take a bath. So they have, these days they have to advertise one should wash hand like this on the television. Have you noticed when you go to the hospital they teach you wash hand like this? If you touch toilets, some people, I see sometimes Sunday people don't even wash hands. They just put the hand like that in the water, and they woke up. Hey, Baba, it's all germs. In India, it is showed if you go for number one or two, whatever you do, past urine or stool, even past urine, if you touch the toilet area, you must wash hand with the mud, clay, you know. We always had. That doesn't mean clay is a clay. Is one of that. If nothing, you see all these perfumes and soaps, they were all in Vedic culture. Everything was there. But one must wash hand. So what sort of Brahmana is that? If the Brahmana goes to the toilet and touch all the toilet stool doors and stool handles and come and start serving Radha Gokulnanda, is a muchi. One must wash hands. Then come and do achanam. Took a bath. That's why we bath before you coming to the temple. So this is cleanliness. These sort of symptoms are there. Truthfulness, very important for Brahmana. Yudhishthira Maharaj, some people say, oh, Yudhishthira Maharaj went to the hellish planet because he did not accept what Krishna said. Because of that he went. That is people saying it, but literally, most of, actually the some devotees twist this thing. Oh, no, not because they want to like, they still like to lie. So they say, oh, no, because Krishna went to the hellish planet because he did not listen. He rejected a proposal of Yudhishthira Maharaj, rejected a proposal of Krishna. Actually, he did not go for that. He went because he lied. He showed. You lie once, no matter how you lie, you have to go through this hellish planet. So if he lie, I'm not saying, but I tell you, I like this. My wife does that. So she says, she works in the management, and over there, if some patient rings, and if another colleague of hers, if she doesn't want to speak, she doesn't say that she don't want to speak or whatever. She says, all right. She put on the hold, she tell her, okay, you move out of the table. I'm not going to lie for you. You move out of the table, then she tell her, okay, she's not on the table. So he hasn't lied. You understand what I mean? These small lies we should not do. Small lies. Thief is thief. You steal little, you steal big. Small lies that tomorrow becomes big. Small lies is okay. Narasimha Prabhu says to, okay, Sutapa Prabhu, no, he's not here. Sutapa is right up here, so you lied. I mean, if you say like to say something, if he doesn't like to speak to somebody, somebody is giving him headache. And Narasimha says, all right, Sutapa Prabhu, this is Ramanuja for you. Tell him, look, I'm not here. So this is lie. We should not do these lies. These small lies, I'm very happy with. I'm not glorifying my wife, but you know, we try even in our own life to relatives or friends or business mean lying, you know. I have to be in a business. I have to be so careful. And so these small lies, they become bigger. But I'll tell you one nice little story of this. There was one thief. They were just about to hang him. And when they were about to hang him, they said, okay, you have done so bad robbery and you killed somebody, we have to hang you now. Any last desire? He said, yes, I want to speak to my mother. So they called his mother. Mother was crying like anything because she loved her son so much. Whole life she loved him. Even he was a thief, he was a rogue. But last time, just before he was going to get hanged, he said to mother, mother, bring me your ear next to my mouth. So mother said, yes, what do you want to say? So he literally bit her whole ear. He bit the whole ear of the mother. And mother was saying, oh my son, why did you do that? You cut my whole ear and I loved you so much and you're just about to die. Why did you cut my ear? He said, mother, I am getting hanged because of you. You may have loved me, but when I was a little child, when I went to the school, I stole one little book and a pencil from my another classmate. And when I came home, you did not correct me. Because you did not correct me, and look at that, I became such a big thief, and now today I'm getting hanged because of you. So small lies, small things become big if we don't take care of it. So we develop these qualities of a Brahmana, it automatically will come. And we are very fortunate that we don't have to go through the process of becoming a Brahmana, and immediately Prabhupada lifted us up. Like Sutta Prabhupada goes out distributing books. So these books, I became devotee because of these books. Because I could not get answer anyway. But it is a good fortunate. So Prabhupada, I'd like to read one. There is one, I tell you, before I take anybody ask any question, I was reading last night actually, and it really touched my heart, this particular verse. When I was reading, I was late night, I was reading this CC last night. It's a beautiful verse. Mahat kripa vina kon karme bhakta naya. Krishna bhakti dure rahu sansar nahe ksha. Unless one is favored by a pure devotee, one cannot attain the platform of devotional service. Isn't it true? How did I get to the favor of which devotee we get? Prabhupada, somehow that Prabhupada gave this books, favor of pure devotee. I used to go to Lord Shiva and ask him, send me a guru. That's what I used to do. I used to ask him. So I came to Hare Krishna temple because I've been praying to Lord Shiva, please send me some perfect guru. Send me. There's bogus gurus are all around. Where should I go? I can't go to this Haridwar. Haridwar, I want to go, but I can't find the gurus because wherever I go, it is a bogus. So Lord Shiva is a pure devotee. So his favor. And then who gave another person? Prabhupada gave it to us. So Prabhupada's favor, we are reading these books. We understood Krishna is the Supreme Personality. What is the verse we read in the morning? Where is the verse going? I was just singing today this morning. What is that? Divya Gyan Hirde Prakashito. So he gave us a divine knowledge in our heart. So here he says, unless one is favored by a pure devotee, one cannot attain the platform of devotional service. To say nothing of Krishna bhakti, one cannot even be relieved from the bondage of material existence. I like to read this little purport and then I can take questions if anybody likes to say any comments. Here, beautiful purport. Prabhupada says, pious activities bring about material opulence, but one cannot acquire devotional service by any amount of material pious activities, not by giving charity, opening big hospitals and schools, or working philanthropically. Devotional service can be attained only by the mercy of a pure devotee. Only because of pure, not by any other philanthropic work we can attain pure devotional service. Simply with the help of a pure devotee. So we are very fortunate that Prabhupada has given us devotional service, and which we are practicing. So we should follow even the Brahmanical qualities. If we don't follow it, then our devotional service will be hindered.